Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm here today with one of my best friends and my favorite astrologer on the planet, Deborah Norton. And we are here to talk about 2022 astrology. And Deb, it just seems like a couple months ago, we were talking about 2021 astrology.
It really does. Yeah. It really does. You just don't have time to even reflect sometimes anymore. It's just time is flying by so fast.
It is flying by so fast. So, all right, let's get right into it because I know that that's what people want to hear. Yes. So where do you want to start this today?
Okay, well, I'm actually going to start in December now, like in a few days on the 19th, because it's a big enough thing that we need to talk about it. And it's going to go into 2022, which is Venus retrograde. So Venus retrogrades every 18 months. It's not as frequent as Mercury. And so it can always catch us by surprise. And it has a big impact because Venus is your whole entire value system. So what's important to you and your relationships. And so when a Venus retrograde happens, just like with Mercury retrograde that rules communication tends to go a little wonky. With Venus, relationships can tend to go a little wonky. So it's real important, especially over the holidays, that this is going to be happening until from the 19th of December to the 29th of January. Mm-hmm. And so it's right on through the holiday season and into the new year. And so tensions are high this year. I know within my own family, my husband's family, things are kind of a mess with COVID. Some people are on this side, some people are on this side. So a full-on gathering of everyone is actually just not happening this year because that's how bad it is. And so all of our value systems are all over the place. People who align one way value freedom and value, you know, and don't trust the government. And, you know, and we have to just allow them to do that, you know, but it affects people on the other side. Clearly I'm on the other side of science and, you know, and believing in the vaccines. And so that's creating big rifts and families are being torn apart by this issue. And so it's going to be another kind of dimmed down holiday season in that sense that it's not safe. It's still not safe. But you know, we're making progress, but here comes another variant. So it's just like, it's up. The issue is up still. And so we can't pretend it's not there or treat it like an elephant in the room. You know, you got to be clear on where you stand and how you feel and protecting yourself. And if you have children, protecting your children in the way you see fit and try to elegantly manage disagreements with respect, you know, and try to keep it respectful with people that you disagree with. And that's a lot to ask, to be honest. And maybe it's not always the best thing. Maybe sometimes you just need to duke it out, but all of this is chaotic and this is exactly the energy, right? So with Venus retrograding, it's going to just put a little bit more stress on that, because people are going to be internally assessing their relationships and deciding if this one is worth it or if this one is where you want it to be or you know, all over the place. So with values, it's very personal. It's very, people are very emotionally attached to their value systems. And so when they don't align with other people, there's conflict. And so this is just a heads up. This is happening. We're all going to go a little internal when it comes to all these things. And hopefully we'll come to a place. What's the point of it? Is to come to a place in harmony with your value system where you see it clearly. You've identified those things that are important and you've gotten rid of the shit that isn't important. So like when it comes to relationships and if you start to like mix it up or have an argument, it's a time to say like, is this important? Is this issue important? Or if this is just an issue that's just a catalyst, then what's really going on? What's below the dirty dishes? What's below, you know, leaving lights on in the house, like whatever that silly little catalyst is, what's beneath that? And Venus retrograde gives us an opportunity to be able to see through that and see down underneath what's really, really bothering us. Because if we usually have a disagreement with something, the root of it is your values aren't aligned.
Right.
This is important to me. It's not important to you. Okay. We've got a conflict.
Well, right. And also a good opportunity because I think a lot of people aren't even sure of their own values.
Yeah.
So a good opportunity to go back and really evaluate your personal values.
Yeah. And it's in Capricorn. So it's all about like, it's like the nuts and bolts of life, really. It's about the practical things. It's about also about control. Capricorn's a lot about control. And sometimes we just have to let go of the things we can't control. You know, that whole saying with AA, you know, wisdom to accept the things you can't change, all that, know the difference, all that stuff. That's real important. And so at the end of the year, it is kind of appropriate timing for us to be assessing our values. So this year, it's just going to be like cranked up a little, and most likely people won't be able to avoid it. You'll have to. If you're trying to bury that, it's going to come up. Okay. And it's going to be presented to you in a way that isn't really lovey-dovey. Capricorn is not lovey-dovey. Capricorn is like, this is the way it is, and this is the problem, and you better fix it, or this is the result.
Wow. Yeah.
So not a lot of room for heart and soul with Capricorn. It's really just like, this is the way it is. And accept it or don't accept it, but this is the way it is. So just be real mindful of that and allow, if you start to contemplate those things that are important to you over the holidays, like be real matter of fact with yourself and make lists, make a pros and cons list. Like those things really do work. That, and Venus in Capricorn will respond to that, because that's the nature of Capricorn, is like, get shit done, write it down, check it off. So we can be a little bit more paternal with ourselves on that issue, as opposed to like maternal, where you're like making space and, you know, lots of love around it. Nope, it's not about that. It's not about feelings. It's about, is this serving you? Is this value serving your life and giving you the results you want or not? Simple. Yes, no, check.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I like it.
All right. So then, and right away after this Venus retro, then we have a Mercury retro right at the same time. So these are happening concurrently. Mercury goes retrograde. They'll be both retrograde for about 12 days
together.
So okay. Yeah. So Mercury goes retrograde on January 14th, direct on February 4th in Capricorn. So I would say the theme of January is fuck your feelings.
Welcome 2020. Fuck your feelings.
I mean, you know, it Capricorn, again, everything I said about Capricorn is true with Mercury retrograde as well. So only that's about how we communicate. And it's, you know, it's about the way that we process information. And so if you've got any areas of confusion of old, particularly old stuff, during Mercury retrograde, that stuff comes up for review. And it's like, have you figured me out yet? You know, so again, just like what I said, put it on the list, figure that shit out, check it off. You know, energy of just don't get into your feelings. It won't serve you in this regard. And then we'll have obviously two more Mercury retrogrades. This year, they're all in the earth signs. Last year, they were in air signs. Okay. So I said last year, it's the year of air. Also with Saturn and Jupiter in Aquarius, it was very airy. Next year, it's all about earth. Okay. So it's about practicality. It's about the here and now. It's about what you see visually out in the world and right in front of you. It's not about feelings. It's about reality, pure reality. So we're going to see a lot of collisions this year with perceptions and reality. And we're already seeing that with the mass delusions going on in our country.
Isn't that the truth?
And there are things happening that's going to amp them up even more, those mass delusions. In particular, Jupiter is moving into Pisces. So Jupiter is moving out of Aquarius, which is all up here, into the feels in Pisces. So what Jupiter does wonderful things for us. Jupiter makes everything bigger. So it makes our joy bigger and our hope bigger and our gifts bigger. But it also makes delusions bigger in Pisces. Okay, because Pisces rules delusion. Pisces rules what's not real. It's all about what's not real, what you cannot see. It's about auras and energy fields and magic and all these intangibles. That's what Pisces rules. So if you get Jupiter in there, that's going to make it all bigger. What are we going to see? a bigger delusion, bigger mysteries, all of that for those people.
Right.
Okay. So if you're in a belief system that isn't based in reality, you're going to get go further down that path with Jupiter in Pisces. So we're going to have to see the way that plays out.
Now, let's talk about the flip side of that. Let's just say you are a person that lives in reality. Will that amplify like spiritual gifts?
Yes. Then? So that's okay. The flip side. Thank you for bringing it to that side, because yeah, that is the wonderful thing for anybody who is a spiritual person, but does live in the real world. You're going to see open more opportunities for magical things to happen in your life, to envision, to manifest all of those things that you spend your time dreaming about. You know, there's more of an opportunity to manifest them into this real life. So it, you know, it can be a real mystical good time for people as long as you keep in touch with what's real. Okay. And so for all of us, that's probably that line moves daily. Some days I believe in the kookiest things and the next day I don't believe in any of it. You know, like we all just kind of, you know, flit along this line of what we're in the mood for that day. And you know, certain people are more inclined that way, like myself. Like I can be firmly attached to a belief one day and completely discard it the next day based on my mood.
Right.
That's me, but I'm a watery person. So yeah, Jupiter in Pisces is dream big. Really dream big. Allow that portal to just bring in, you know, images. And it's a good time to make like a dream board. You know, also your dreams might be a bigger and more, you know, realistic, because you know, the line between is being blurred by this Jupiter, you know, expansion. So, and that just to remind everyone, because I skipped ahead, that's not till April.
Okay, till April. Okay.
Yeah. So now I'm going to rewind to February, where we have a big, huge event that we have been talking about my whole career as an astrologer, which is like 20 years.
Oh, gosh.
And I've mentioned it a lot.
Okay.
It's the Pluto return of the country.
Yep.
Okay. And anybody who's been following astrology knows that this is a big topic. And we're not going to go all the way in because we want to keep this personal, not so much about our country, but about our lives. But we live in this country, those of us in the United States. So we can't expect it not to affect our lives. Okay. So what could this be? You know, Pluto transformation, the bowels of hell opening, and, you know, death is the ultimate transformation. You got to go down to the dark in order to reemerge like the phoenix. All of these metaphors are all about the energy of Pluto and the raw power that comes from what you can't name.
Wow.
You know? So yeah. If you think about things that we name, naming a thing is a way of gaining power over it. Okay. So even if you think about like Harry Potter, he that cannot be named.
Right.
Is what they refer to Voldemort. And if you remember, there's a character, and it might even be Dumbledore, who refuses to say he who shall not be named. He calls him Voldemort because calling something by its name is power.
Mm.
Okay. So Pluto is all the unnamed shit. It's all that stuff that's brewing beneath us that we cannot name because we cannot see it. We can't really grip it. We can't fully understand it, but we know it's there. You feel it beneath you, bubbling and rolling around, right? Well, wouldn't you say that's true for the country?
Oh, absolutely. I was just going to say that. And not addressing it right now, because, I mean, we can feel this undercurrent of all of this stuff happening right now. Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, you would also probably agree that as we went through the Trump years, it became more nameable.
Yes.
Right? So if you think about how far we've come, this transit has been happening. It's already been happening. It's in what we call in orb. So it's within 5 degrees of its hit point. It's just hitting finally on February 20th, 2022. But we've been in it for a very long time. So the one thing about Pluto transits is it's years. So it's not something that's just going to sneak up on the 20th and be like, surprise.
You know, yeah, we've seen it coming. We've seen it coming for years.
We're already in it. It's going to climax. And what that might look like, just and you know, I hate making predictions, but we might see some kind of resolution around the January 6th insurrection. Like, we'll see, like, Trump's under fire right now for that. They're doing a lot of discovery, finding out a lot of things that he knew about. We might see that kind of like climax or at least turn a page. So okay. that could happen. I think ultimately, though, what the Pluto return looks like from the really big stand back position on the global scale is that United States has lost standing in the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
Our power has been diminished hugely. If you think about our power, even in the 80s or the 70s or even in the 90s, you know, we were considered the power, the superpower, you know, and we were the world's police, you know, and we took on all these, you know, titles. The United States just took it. Like, we took everything. That's what the legacy of this country is. Take, take, take. So we're starting to have to pay the piper for that shit. And we are. We're seeing it. We're a laughing stock. We're not trusted. The virus is worse here than, you know, it is in other places that we used to have like equal standing with. You know, we are no longer the shit. The bully has been brought down.
Right.
And that's happened.
Right. So it climaxes in February, but then also it's not ending then, right? Then we still have years to be in it, I'm assuming.
Well, we're in it and then it's going to pass.
Okay. Yeah.
And I don't recall if it retrogrades back to that position, but we're going to be in the aftermath after January or February 20th. And we will be in the aftermath. So it will be over.
Okay.
But the cleanup has just begun. Think about what Kentucky looks like right now.
Oh, yes.
Is it over?
No. It hasn't even really started yet. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So that's a good way to think about this. It's like, no, the storm just happened. And now we've got to clean up the mess. And it's going to take years.
Right.
So that's a long, ongoing story. So how do we relate this to ourselves, right? You know, this is happening for the country. So it's not happening for every person in their chart. No, nobody alive has a Pluto return. It takes 248 years for Pluto to return. So none of us are having a Pluto return. I need to make that clear. But we live in this country and it's affecting us. So how can we be a part of the cleanup effort? That's the way to think about this. What can I do to help clean this up? Now, I can't answer that for anyone. I don't even have the answer for myself yet. This is something to be thinking about in 2022. Now that it's over, how can I help? That's it.
Yep.
And just let that go through your psyche and let that give you the answers that you're looking for. But please don't go back to sleep. Don't let that named stuff become unnamed again. It's very important that you remember what happened. Part of our, I don't know, curse as humanity is that we're doomed to repeat history.
Yes.
Right? I don't see us getting to the next like reality of the Aquarian ooh la la age. We keep doing the same old shit. So it's about how do you use power in your life? When you have power over someone, if you're a boss, if you're a parent, you have power over someone. What does that look like? And have you ever thought about it? How you exercise your own power over others? Have you ever thought about that? And that's what we need to be thinking about. How do I show up when I have power over other people? How do I wield my power?
How do I wield my power? That's great.
Yes.
And also talking about it now gives us an opportunity when we're looking at our values, you know, when Venus goes retrograde to like this being one of the things we think about.
Yes. Because it's so true. The as above, so below, right? So as above, the country has power. It's abused it,
yeah.
Right? So as saying, you know, so below, we have power. So how we use our power is reflected. So you make a difference with how you use your own power in this world. You make a difference. You affect the global consciousness. Yeah. So be careful with how you wield your power. And just stop and think about it. Something people don't think about. They know when someone's doing it to them. oh, my boss is such an asshole. He did this to me. Won't let me take my time off, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Now, if you have people under you, how are you being?
Right. Exactly.
You know, so it's just important. I'm not saying that nobody thinks about this, but I think that we're more inclined to think about it from beneath than from above.
Agreed.
So this is something to just for us to all think about. I could talk about Pluto for hours. All right. So then in, my screen went dark. Sorry. Use my magic fingerprint. Okay. So then in April, we have what's called a stellium in Pisces. A stellium is when there are three or more planets in one spot. So a conjunction is two, but when it gets beyond two, it becomes a stellium. And so we have this stellium with Jupiter, Neptune, Venus, Moon, and Mars.
Wow.
All happening in Pisces on April 26th. Okay.
Wow.
It's a power day for dreaming. It's a Pisces day. It's a day to like stay asleep. Stay in the dreamland if you can, like do some mushrooms or do something that allows your dream and your imagination engine to explode. Just let it go wild. Let yourself reach for the unimaginable star and just sit in that energy, because energy creates, right? So mm-hmm. If you want to bring that stuff into your life, you've got to see it in your mind's eye, or at least understand it in some level internally before it can express outwardly. And that's just, you know, we know that that works. Energy attracts like energy. It's science even, right?
Right. Yeah.
So that's the day when those portals are wide open with Pisces energy. And it's that day to, you know, don't deal with the real world on April 26th. Don't be in the real world that day if you can help it. Try to be out of the real world where you can really dream. And connect to what you can't see. It is the year of real, right? I just said that earlier.
Yeah.
But this day, on April 26th, try to step outside reality if you can, so that we can keep that growing within us, because a year of real is not going to be easy.
Yeah. You know? And how nice then to have at least have a break for a day.
Yes.
Yes. An energetic yes. break. Yep.
Yes. So that, and you know, the days around that day. So like that whole week is just a dreamy week. And then in May, we turn around and have Mercury retrograde in Taurus. So the next Earth sign. Okay. So that's, I mean, I feel like this is a year to declutter.
Okay.
You know, I don't know what it is about me, but I guess I have obsessions, but I'm now obsessed with watching Hoarders. I think I've watched 6 seasons of Hoarders in like 3 weeks.
Okay? Oh my God. I don't know how you do it. It's just too intense for me. Yes.
It's very intense, but I live on intensity. I love emotion. I love people sharing their raw healing stories. And that show really is about healing more than anything. And that's what kind of helped me flip the script on it. But I was wondering, why am I so attracted to the show right now when I never used to like it at all? And it's because it's the energy that's coming, you know, and we have Uranus and Taurus still. Uranus and Taurus is like when those people come and they clean up the house, that's Uranus and Taurus. You know, Uranus is just like whipping through reality and saying, this doesn't work. This doesn't work. This doesn't work. And it's carting it off. And so we're seeing, you know, beyond even just the natural disasters that we're seeing, you know, that are showing us cracks in our infrastructure. That's how it's working in our lives, you know?
Right.
So I feel like, oh, maybe I'm attached to the show right now because this is literally the energy of 2022.
Right.
So we're
talking about, of course, with Hoarders cleaning your home, but it is more than that.
I'm talking about, yeah, as above,
everything.
So below, like
yep.
all of it, declutter, treat 2022 like a long ass episode of Hoarders, both in your home and in your mind and in your heart and in your soul. And
love
in your
it.
Relationships, everywhere. Declutter. Get rid of what no longer serves you. It's the year to do it. You'll have help this year doing that, you know? And so it's the time to just get practical. And there's a huge train just moving, and you can't, if you're not on it, then you're left behind, basically. You know, you don't get to take advantage of the energies that are being offered to you this year to get your shit together.
Right.
You know, so everybody needs to wake up, get their shit together. Life is moving faster. Problems are happening faster. They're becoming uncovered faster with the internet and social media. There's no secrets anymore.
No.
You know, and so you have to just get on board with the fact that stuff's going to start happening that you can't hide anymore. Our pockets are getting shallower. You know, we can't hide shit anymore. And yeah. So this is a year to just open up, you know, dump out the pockets, dump out. I just found out recently on TikTok that there's a concept for people with ADHD, which I think everybody who is on TikTok thinks they have ADHD now, but the concept is of what's called a doom box.
Okay.
A doom box. Okay. So it said that people with ADD tend to put things they don't know what to do with in one box. Okay. We've all heard of a junk drawer.
Yeah.
Right. And we all probably have one.
Yep.
But think about little boxes everywhere and drawers everywhere in your house, just buried somewhere filled with shit. Okay. I have them. I have at least like four that I can think of off the top of my head. I had one sitting next to me and my husband where we sit and watch TV at night. And it just sits there and collects more stuff. It's like, oh, the dog brush. Oh, my nail file. Oh, the last color nail polish I put on. Oh, scissors, because I had to trim a snag off my shirt one day. And then I just put it in the box. And after, like, I think it was this weekend, I went through it, the entire house, and I was like, no more doom boxes in this house. And I went through all of them and I dumped them all out. And I'm like, what do I not want to deal with? This is all the shit I don't want to deal with. And one by one, you either hopefully get rid of it or you put it where it goes.
Right.
So that's like the metaphor, I think, for 2022. It's like 2022 is the end of the doom box.
End of the junk drawer. Yep. Yep.
Now, I think it's okay to have a junk drawer as long as it's not too big.
Yeah. I am happy to say that since I moved now, I have no junk drawer at all. I am organized mofo. Yes.
I mean, everybody has to have a place to put tape and scissors, right?
Right,
so there's
right.
A certain amount of like utility
drawers. Drawer. Yeah.
But if
yeah.
there are like 600,000 paper clips and rubber bands all twined together, just throw it away.
Yes, exactly.
You know, you don't need all those paper clips.
Yes, that is really good visual for this year. I love that.
Mm-hmm. And I used to have such an obsession with my junk drawer because I just didn't understand how it happened. Despite all my efforts to not let it happen, I got so crazy one year that I would even take pictures of my junk drawer at the beginning of the year where I cleaned it all out. And every month I would take a picture and see what got its way in there and why. Because I was so trying to understand, like, why do we do this?
Yeah.
It's such a metaphor for what we do in our own psyche. Put it away. Don't deal with it.
So this is a year where we got to deal with it.
Yep. We got to deal with all of it. And it's because the world is changing so fast. The climate is changing so fast.
Yep.
We have to be prepared for natural disasters that we've never encountered before. And it could get anyone anywhere. I'm not trying to say be afraid. And I'm not trying to turn anyone into a prepper. God, no. I'm just saying, know what's important to you and hold on to what's important that's manageable. That isn't, you know, 1,000 paper clips and rubber bands, you know, maybe 5 paper clips and 5 rubber bands, you know. I hope this works for you because it's like, I'm trying to be careful not to make people afraid.
Right.
But I also think that everybody knows that we're in climate change.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? So I can be open with that. Like I can say, like, we all know, like people in Kentucky lost everything. That could be you.
Yep.
Don't be afraid of it. Just get your affairs in order. Know what's important to you and what isn't, so that if you had to take something and leave, you know where it is.
Well, you know? And so that's one thing with your stuff, but it's also with your emotions. It helps yes. just so much easier to live when you know what you value and what you have, and then you just take care of it.
Yes. Right. And stay in your lane this year. Okay. So think about you and what's important to you, not what's important to your kids or your husband or your dog or whoever,
or somebody on Facebook. Yeah, yes. exactly. That is clean, good advice.
Yeah, you have to clean your own house first and
your own junk drawer. Yeah.
So maybe that's why we're kicking off this year with a Venus retrograde. Aligning your values has to come first. Then the stuff gets managed, right? First, you have to know what's important. You can't manage it until you know what it is. Identify it, name it. Then as the year goes on, deal with one thing at a time and get it in order so that you'll feel so much lighter. And so, I mean, I feel like 1,000 pounds lighter because I got rid of all my doom boxes. Well, yes. not all of them, most of them. I'm still So my bedside drawer is, I need to get in there. But yeah, so let this be like the theme of the year. And also I talked earlier, you asked me like, what's the theme? And I said, surrender. Well, that's also true. And I'm going to get to why.
Okay.
So the other major event, obviously every year, are the eclipses. And we just got out of a long cycle of eclipses in Sagittarius and Gemini. So that was where all that transformational change, erratic, unpredictable energy, all coming around Sagittarius, Gemini, that's ended now. And now the eclipses are moving into Scorpio, Taurus, Earth, water. So again, Earth, the Earth dominant, but also the Scorpio, deep, dark water. Okay, so this is going to churn up some really old stuff. Because Taurus and Scorpio put stuff away forever and never want to look at it again. Okay, so think of it this way. Both Taurus and Scorpio are huge on resentment.
Oh.
I'm putting this away, this hurt, in this sacred space, and you will never, ever, ever let anyone do that to you again.
Right.
Right. It's that intense.
So that stuff then is coming up this year
that
for review.
The eclipses are going to churn it up. And it may mean that it's going to happen to you again, just to remind you.
Ah.
Right.
Yep.
So the old stuff that you've buried, that you've held on to forever. And this also fits the theme of hoarding, right?
Yeah, it does.
It's all connected, right? So the surrender part is for those of us like myself who are heavily weighted on Taurus, Scorpio. That's my rising sign. So my entire chart axis is Taurus, Scorpio. Okay. It's going to affect me big time. My moon's in Taurus too. Okay. I don't even know what to think. Maybe that's why I'm binging hoarders now. I don't know. My higher self is trying to tell me something.
Trying to get through to you. Yep.
So I recently had an experience that taught me something huge. And I'm going to share it just because it's really appropriate, I think, for that energy, which was that many, many years ago, I had a brutal, brutal firing. I got fired. And I'm pretty sure I've told you this whole story.
You have.
And I'm not going to go all into it, but it was heartbreaking, shattering, the betrayal I felt because the person who fired me was my best friend, that I never got over it. 10 years, it's been a decade, Renee.
Has it been that long?
It's been a decade that I continued to hurt and hurt and cry and hurt and resent and be mad. And it just never left me. It was like literally just like my partner in life was this huge, huge betrayal that I could not accept. And so I go to a conference in October, right? And I had not seen her for 10 years, almost at all. Which is our paths just did not cross. I'm walking up this path and we have this conference in this beautiful outdoor setting where it's in the Smoky Mountains. It was gorgeous. And it was out, most of it was outside. And I'm walking and I'm feeling good. I'm excited to be out with my friends. And I hear a voice behind me say, Deb. And it was her. Okay. So 10 years I've been holding this, Renee. I turn around. I look at her face and she's smiling and I could not stop. I launched myself at her and I hugged her and I said, I love you and I miss you so much. And I realized in like 1 second that what I had been holding on to was just love, but I was calling it something else.
Oh, wow.
Because I really just loved her that much that it hurt. And it did. And I'm not diminishing that. But at the root of resentment is love. Just like at the root of grief is love. You only grieve because you loved. You only resent because you loved. So let's think about the love instead of all the stuff we put around it because we're hurt. You know, I could have let the hurt go and the anger, because I had not let the anger go even. I could have let it all go. Taurus moon. I'm like, no, my precious. You forever. You know, like that's what Taurus is like. And Scorpio is like that too. Only with Taurus, it tends to be more realistic, tangible things. And with Scorpio, it's more like esoteric, hidden things, you know? But it's the same energy. So the eclipses are ripping that apart this year. And for me, I just think I had a little preview.
Yep.
Of like, this is how easy, 10 years and it was gone in like a second. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
Like wasted time feeling bad. All those years I felt terrible. And I probably could have just gotten into contact and just been brave and just said, hey, I don't want to feel this way about you. Can we just talk about what happened? You know, it did not have to go that long.
So another edition of Hoarders. This yes. one, cleaning up those old resentments and that deep stuff.
Yes.
And you said it, we're going to feel better at the end of the year. And I have to say, so when we're cleaning better. Out all these emotions and these outdated thinking and get, you know, what are our values? Boy. I love it already. We'll be really clear.
It's going to be real clear. Yeah, you're not going to. So this is something we all are going to go through and we all need it. We all need it really, really bad. The Gemini Sag was about thoughts. Okay. This is more in the body and in the soul. It's okay. Taurus Scorpio. It's and yeah, it is the year of decluttering. Now, and every, you know, I didn't even think about the way all this connects until I started talking to you today, realizing that theme is so strong amongst all the transits this year is really eye-opening. You know, the last retrograde will be in Virgo in September. So the final earth sign or the next earth sign, it starts in Capricorn, Taurus to Virgo. Okay. So think about, again, those dates. Obviously, you can find these online, but we have the first one in January in Capricorn, then in May in Taurus, and then in September in Virgo, Mercury retrograde. Then the eclipses. The other power with the eclipses is that they are aligned with the nodes. Okay, so the North Node and the South Node, they're often called the nodes of fate. Because they are destiny. That is the unchanging, unmoving hand of destiny that we cannot fight against. You know, because your soul planned it out for you.
Right.
And said, this is what you're doing. And right. This is what I'm planning on. And you're not going to be able to overwrite that, you know, as a human. Your soul right. said, this is what we're doing, guys. You're going to do it. That's how the nodes work. Okay. So having the eclipses aligned with that, we're talking about destiny this year, but you got to let go. You got to let go of whatever it is you're holding on to that isn't serving you. This is, you know, could say it 1,000 times. And a lot of people say that that's like a number one healing modality is get rid of the shit that doesn't serve you that you're holding on to. So I'm saying this year, I don't think you're going to have a choice.
Got it. And when there's fated things, you don't have a choice. They're happening one way or another. So to get to really embrace those, be open to them.
Yes.
You know, don't fight it.
Work with it in alignment with it. Don't fight against it.
Yes.
And don't pretend it's not happening.
Right.
You know, keep your eyes open. Watch it. You know, don't hide or pretend that tornado isn't going to hit you.
Right. When are when are the eclipses this year, Deb? Do you
when?
Know? Yeah, yeah, when?
Yeah. So April 30th is the solar. Then May 16th is the lunar.
Okay.
And then October 25th is the solar and November 8th is the lunar.
Okay.
So that's when it's always in the, around the equinox.
Okay.
Okay. So that's when they happen. So it's at the midpoints, you know, the balancing points. That's, and then eclipse seasons just tend to be crazy busy. It's just flying at you from left and right. We tend to get really like, woo, busy, really busy. And so, but I feel like this year, the stuff that's going to come up is going to feel very important because it's aligned with destiny.
Right.
So I just don't think there's a way around it. So just don't fight against it. And that's the surrender piece. You know, my sister and I have always had this saying and remind ourselves all the time that there are no handrails in life. So if you think you're holding on to something that's going to be there forever, you're wrong. Nothing. There are no handrails. You just got to live your life.
Right.
You just have to go through it. You have to make choices and then take the consequences of those choices and learn from them and make other choices. And that's just what we do. That's why we're here, to make choices and see what happens. Make choice, see what happens. Oh, you liked what happened. Make that choice again. Oh, you didn't like what happened. Don't fucking make that choice again.
Yep.
But it's hard, and it comes with age and wisdom that we learn that, you know, I mean, you know, when you're 20, you're going to make the same mistakes. It's, nobody's doing it wrong. Nobody's doing life wrong. You know,
I mean, one of the great things about aging is you've made so many of the choices that didn't work out for you that
right.
It's so much easier now. Yes.
Yeah. My sister and I were looking at the year, and she's Scorpio rising, I'm Taurus rising. So our charts are flipped. We said, okay, so the last time that the nodes were in Scorpio Taurus was 2004. What happened in 2004? I was coming out of a divorce. She was going into a divorce.
Wow.
And we were like, let's not do that this time.
No.
Let's do something else this time. You know, that was the right choice, but we're both happily married now.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, we obviously are going through life together. Like, that's the way our charts are built. So it wasn't surprising at all that we both got divorced at the last time. So you can expect that anything in 2004 that was really big for you, look back.
Okay.
That's the last time that the line of destiny was there. It's now it's going to be there again. What happened in 2004 for you?
Wow. That's good. That's really good. Yes.
And so just, I know we're probably wrapping up, but and the other things that are happening, we do have a Mars retrograde in October around Halloween. Mars retrograde deals with your drive and your ambition and your get it done engine. And so we tend to have a moment of pause where things don't quite go when we want them to go. And you have to think about that and deal with that. So that's about, you know, Mars retrograde. And then we're going to have the North Node is going to conjunct Uranus in Taurus. So we're going to see that could be a big day for the Earth because Taurus rules the Earth. And so we'll just see. I'm not going to make predictions. We're in our second year of Saturn in Aquarius. So Saturn is just diligently working on future building. Honestly, Saturn in Aquarius is future building. And you may not notice it, but it's happening. You know, the future is being built by people who have the ability to do that, whether it's through this or just through hands-on work. But there's a lot of happening on this planet to save it. And, you know, do some Googling on that to make yourself feel better. See what's really being done to save our planet and how we're building a new future. There's a lot out there. I am going to plug quickly Solarpunk. Just Google it because that is about future building. And these are the people that are dreaming a better world for us. And it's an amazing movement that takes, you know, anybody can be involved, whether you're creative or you're an engineer or you're a technical person or you do work with numbers or you work with your hands. Like, let's imagine and build a better future and stop just being sad and frustrated and helpless about where we are right now. You know, once you start moving forward with a plan, things start to feel better because you know you're making progress towards something. So every single person on this planet is invited to be a part of that. And that's all I have to say. You guys can figure out the rest, but don't count yourself out as playing a really important part in building a better future for our whole planet. We can all do that. And wouldn't you like to know you did that?
Yeah, exactly.
That you did something, even the smallest thing, to get us to a better place as a collective.
And as right now, with Venus going retrograde, as we're looking at our values, that one should be front and center.
I would hope so.
Yes. Yes.
I would hope so, that we all want a healthy planet to live on and raise our families. So, yeah. I mean, you know, we all, it's a hard thing to think about. It's overwhelming. But just start small and think about little things that you can do to help.
Well, that's how energy works. It's like a big ball. You got to get it rolling. You got
to add your little piece.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Yes. So anything else you want to mention for the year?
Let me just look here and see if I missed anything. I think I covered everything. Yeah. I covered everything on my list. There's more, but you know, these are the things that popped out at me. These are the big things.
Yeah.
As always, your chart is yours. I have no idea what's happening for you, unless you get a reading, of course.
And you can get a reading if you go to DeborahNorton.com. And also right now, I'm really excited about this. We're having a special where you can get a reading with Deb. You can get a session with me, and you can also get an Akashic Records reading with Jamie Bulris. All of them, an hour each one, for only $300. So you could purchase that on my website, abundology.com. I'll also put a link in the show notes to this, so you can go directly there. And if you just want to talk with Deb and me, you can just do one with an astrology and abundology for $200. So lots of options, and you can find out more about Deborah once again in her website, DeborahNorton.com. So thank you. Oh my gosh. I'm feeling really motivated and good about 2022. You know?
I mean, I'm going to go right back to watching Hoarders. So
that's great. Well, thank you.
I had no idea that would be a theme for the year, but here we are.
I love it. I love it. Is this something tangible our minds can hook into? Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll talk to you again next time.